This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. This past winter, Gretchen Robert Shorter was sorting through the belongings of a lifetime. Her widowed uncle was in a nursing home, and she needed to sell his house in Washington, D.C. As she separated mementos from the stuff of everyday life, she almost missed a small leather-bound book that would turn out to be a remarkable contribution to African-American history.
It's about 3.5 by 5.5 inches in size, maybe about a little more than half an inch or so thick. And I thought it was an old-fashioned phone book.
When she opened it, she was stunned. It was a diary written by a young man during his army service in World War I.
Tuesday, January 15th, 1918. Ocean very rough. Marines claim there is less submarine operation in such waters, as the periscopes have to be projected much further out of the water and can be more easily seen.
The diary belonged to Roy Underwood Plummer, her uncle's uncle. Roy Plummer was a doctor. He died nearly 40 years ago, and Gretchen Robert Shorter only knew of him. But from the diary, she grew to know him and what it was like to be a black soldier stationed in France during the Great War.
He was given the job of being a clerk, which I believe was a sort of a soft position, I guess you might say, because the colored troops basically did grunt work, setting up camps, the heavy labor, etc.
Does he write about tensions between black soldiers and white soldiers?
Yes, he does. There's a particularly graphic, poignant moment. Thursday, December 19th, 1918. Frictions between the races. Though the colored troops are not equipped with guns, according to all reports, they behave themselves most bravely and pluckily against the Marines. It seems that the trouble started in a cafe when a Marine sergeant made some remark which displeased the colored, quote-unquote, boys there and resulted in the sergeant's receiving a severe trouncing. The sergeant then really informed his men and incited a riot. The paragraph goes on to discuss a loss of life that took place among white and black soldiers.
So this was quite a deadly riot then.
Yes, it was.
Were there bright moments? You know, what we do know about this is that the black soldiers who went over to France, for them, this was a big eye-opener. They were treated well. They were embraced by the French, the villagers.
He was well-received as a person who was studying French, and he was quite fluent. There's on Tuesday, the 12th of February, 1918, there's an entry about a short trip he went on. Went to Bordeaux, purchased some books teaching French, told by a cultured woman that I have made wonderful progress in learning French. And then as a humorous aside, he has in parentheses, BSing me, ha ha.
Well, it doesn't sound like she was.
I don't think so, but I like his modesty in including that comment.
What does this written account by Roy Plummer tell you about him as a man?
I think he was an astute person. He was well-read. He was well-spoken. He was a very observant person. I think he followed the military tradition of documenting what he saw. And he also has a beautiful prose-like style. I have a few examples of that if you'd like to hear those, just to show this.
Yes. Read us something.
Sunday, November 3rd, 1918. The dawn brushed back a curtain that concealed in its folds a place that really seemed deserving of the term God-forsaken. A mere handful of barracks, scarcely more than 8 or 10, several thousand feet of lumber, a miniature sawmill, almost 1,000 German prisoners, and probably less American troops, being the only plausible excuse for attaching camp to Talmont.
Gretchen Roberts Shorter, reading from the diary of C Company clerk Roy Underwood Plummer, a unique account of an African-American soldier in World War I. She says both the Smithsonian and the Library of Congress are interested in having the diary in their collections, and she's hoping to have it published.